Does it seem like there are days when a dark cloud hangs over your life? We call it the blues, melancholy, sadness, depression. Most of us suffer from bouts of depression, but sometimes depression can become overwhelming. During those times, we can feel isolated, even ashamed. It doesn't help when someone tells you that depression is a lack of faith. Depression is becoming an increasingly common experience. Why? And what can you do to deal with depression? There is a better way. And we're going to talk about the dark cloud of depression on Beyond Today.
Join our host, Gary Petty, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Do you ever get the blues? Are there times when depression seems to control your life? Well, there is a better way. And we're going to talk about dealing with depression with two pastors and professional counselors and regulars here on Beyond Today, John Seforek and Gary Antion. John, let's jump right into it. Give us a definition of depression.
Well, the dictionary definition simply says that depression is a state of low mental activity. But any of us who've experienced depression might readily say that is too simple. Because depression is much more than a low mental state of activity. Depression can be overwhelming. It can influence and change our lives drastically.
It's a mood disorder that affects the entire body, both mind and body. The person is totally consumed with this. It's as if there are issues inside of them that they just can't get out. It's a prevailing sadness that comes over them that they have a very difficult time being able to deal with. So it's something held inside, something that's troubling them that they just can't get out.
When someone comes to you as a counselor, what symptoms do you look for that define depression, that you know that person is depressed?
Well, some of the symptoms would include an interest in what they have formerly enjoyed in life. They just lose interest, they're kind of lackluster, lacking in energy and motivation. They generally have a disappointment or a discouragement about something, and it tends to grow. It just doesn't go away.
I look for a loss of appetite in people where their appetite changes, either they loss of appetite or they've gained it. I look at them as seeing loss of interest in things, as John was saying, and a flat affect in their face. Their facial gestures, there's not much animation in the face. It's almost you wonder if they are really there or not because they're so troubled they've gone inside. And they can either overeat or oversleep or undersleep or undereat.
Any of those.
And oftentimes, they're just maybe even somewhat disoriented, have a hard time dragging themselves out of bed and getting going because they have such a low energy at that particular time.
So we're talking about more than just a short bout of sadness that everyone goes through. We're talking about a sadness that becomes absolutely overwhelming, and we are what is called depressed. John, why do we get depressed?
Well, there are many reasons. First of all, changes can have a depressing effect upon us. Changes in our bodies, changes as we go through life's stages, the aging process, can be the such things as menopause, or it can involve, well, even the changes in regard to the things about us in our world of job and family and those things. Chronic unemployment is one of those causes. Poverty situation, a situation living in an abusive situation or home life, all of these are real causes.
And of course, people feel trapped. When they're in poverty or an abusive situation, they feel like there's no hope, there's no way out, and the mind just begins to shut down, and that depression begins to take over.
Well, any loss can cause a depression. When you lose something, especially when you lose something precious, and when you lose a family member, when you lose a relative, there's a depression. There's kind of like a melancholy that comes over people. But if people allow that to go on for a long enough period of time, then they stay in that depressive state. That's not good. Normal losses we all experience. That's something we should feel depressed about. But we don't want to stay in that depressed mood for too long. Family situations, and also it can affect everybody. it isn't just certain people that have depression. Little babies can get depressed if they live in family situations where there are crises going on within the family. Teenagers can be depressed about bodily changes, physical changes that they have. Maybe their feet are too big, so they grow into them and they feel awkward about it. Maybe they had something happen to them. Depression can set in there. In young people who haven't yet made it, trying to handle new responsibilities, and older people who have not quite realized what they wanted, where they wanted to be at that particular stage in life, and older people who find themselves losing out, maybe retirement is an issue, or losses in their physical abilities. So there are lots of symptoms that you can have for this.
Well, some people just their personality, they seem to get depressed easier than others. But there are some people that can go much of their life and never suffer depression and then suffer a loss, maybe a loss of health or of a job or a loved one, and slide into a terrible long-term depression, can't they?
Some people are not able to. Some people hold their feelings in so much that they hurt inside. There are legitimate times that a person would feel depressed or discouraged or sad. Mm-hmm. But then being in touch with that sadness and being able to understand what caused it and move on from there. And I'm here to say that depression can be beaten, but you must battle it. It's not easy, but you have to battle it. You can't go with what it drives you to do.
We really want to drive that home as we go through the program today, that people can work through depression, that there is help. Now, John, I have found that just in counseling people as a pastor, that many times underneath a lot of depression, and I'm not talking about organic depression, just the things that happen because of the way we think, is generated by a suppressed anger. Do you find that?
Yes, indeed. The anger is a result of things going on in a person's life. And if those things are not resolved, it continues to grow. And depression is one of the manifestations of that. And we have mild depression that we talk about, but then the repressed anger ends up getting into the severe, the clinical type of depression.
Well, hurts that are not dealt with can lead a person to feel angry. And oftentimes they'll turn the anger on themselves, punish themselves, mm-hmm. or they'll turn the anger on to others, closest person to them. But depression can certainly do that, cause that person to turn the anger inward.
You know, I've actually had people come that are suffering from depression but are very ashamed of it because they're Christians and they have been told by others that depression is a symptom of a lack of faith. Is depression a symptom of a lack of faith in God?
No, it is not. That's a confusion in the minds of some people, and maybe a simple answer that they try to give and make somebody feel better, but it doesn't do that at all. It doesn't make you feel better to hear, if you are suffering from depression, that it's simply a matter of a lack of faith. It's a misconception because it doesn't have to do with your faith. It has to do with your ability to cope with the problems and the challenges in your life.
And sometimes it can even be physically based.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, depression is a physical reality.
Yes.
That's happening to that person. It is a reality. It's not some supernatural issue. It can be helped by faith, sure. But who has the ultimate faith? Who's moved mountains lately? And Jesus Christ said, if we just had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we could move a mountain. But faith is important, but it is not the answer, the only answer to depression. And to cast that upon people is to hurt them.
Well, it's true that faith is only as real as what you have faith in. God can help people through depression. I want to talk about that in the next segment. Sometimes it is difficult to admit to others that you suffer from depression. Some see depression as a sign of weakness or even a lack of faith. Some of the greatest heroes of the Bible suffered from depression. We'll be back to discuss depression and the Bible right after this.
In our fast-paced world, how do you hold on to life's most important things? Your relationships, your finances, even a positive state of mind. For step-by-step principles that always work, get a hold of your free copy of Making Life Work. It's full of timeless advice you need to succeed. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv. See the spiritual truths that work to always create lasting job and career success, that build healthy marriages and families, financial security, and a life full of friendships. Timeless principles for everybody. They always work. Get your free copy of Making Life Work now by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv. Nothing should stop you from making life work.
Welcome back to Beyond Today, and I want to urge you personally to get your free copy of Making Life Work. This is a very important piece of literature that can help you guide your life, help you get to God, and let Him guide your life to where you should be. Some of the important topics are positive emotions boost health, people who need people, and does life have greater meaning and purpose? We've been discussing getting the blues or depression with pastors and professional counselors John Seforek and Gary Antion. Gentlemen, when we look at the Bible, some of the people of the Bible, and I think of King David right off, when you read the Psalms, there were times he suffered from depression. And some of the greatest heroes, both men and women of the Bible, suffered depression, didn't they?
Sure they did. Abraham is touted as the father of the faithful. And yet Abraham grieved greatly when he had to see his son Ishmael depart from him. He was the loss of a son, the loss of a child, leaving him after he thought he was the seed that God was going to bring all the blessings through. So there was, the Bible says he grieved at that. It was loss. There was sadness at that particular loss. You also have Elijah, a man who had performed mighty miracles, and yet when he was threatened by Jezebel, went running and hiding in a cave and even asked to die. Another example is Jonah. Jonah, we're all familiar with the story about Jonah and the whale, which is, or the great fish. And yet, after Jonah delivered his message to the people of Nineveh finally, and they responded to it and God blessed them by not wiping them out, Jonah was sad. Jonah was mad because he said they were going to be wiped out and God didn't destroy them.
And the book ends with him sitting there, and that's a prime case of suppressed anger.
Well, and yes, and he also said, I would be better off to die.
John, what are some of the characters you look at in the Bible that suffered from depression?
Jeremiah and Ezekiel come to mind readily. Both were powerful prophets, servants of God, and over decades of time as far as their ministry, and yet they suffered ridicule. They went through physical deprivations. They went through tremendous amounts of suffering, and their suffering included a case of depression. Now, Job was another one. Job was a patriarch who lived thousands of years ago, and it seemed like, as the story goes in the book of Job, things were going well for him when suddenly everything collapsed. In just one day, Job lost his family of 10 children. His 10 children had grown up and had families of their own and such as that. And one day, with a vicious storm that came through, all 10 of his children were killed. Imagine the sense of loss and the grief and the deep depression that would cause.
You know, when you look at those kinds of situations, you realize it is normal for human beings to feel sad. It is normal for human beings to be discouraged. And when there is no hope, we slide into that depression. I mean, you talk about Jeremiah. Now, that's a perfect example for Christians to look at. Jeremiah was depressed because he had done what God told him to do. People persecuted him. And he finally went to God and said, look, I'm not even going to mention your name anymore. I can't take this anymore. And so, being physical human beings, we're going to suffer from depression. And that brings us to another point. When we look at how research is done on depression, there's a lot of research on the physical aspects, the emotional aspects. But I think there's an aspect concerning depression that is ignored many times, and that is the spiritual aspect. Because at the core of depression, there is a spiritual issue, isn't there?
There is a spiritual issue, because oftentimes when we get depressed, we have a sense of hopelessness. And if you understand the way of God, God gives us hope. And for those of us who believe in God, who trust in God, we can have a hope that's there that nothing can take from us. But oftentimes when you're depressed, all you do is focus on the problem, the issue, the difficulty, and all you see is no way out. So there's a sense of hopelessness, but God's way gives hope. There's a lack of hope oftentimes in individuals who are depressed.
Do you think sometimes this is an unrealistic viewpoint of life? One reason why people give up hope?
I believe it's very unrealistic because we think that things are going to go well. We have expectations for things to go well. You know, perhaps we'd be negative thinkers to get up in the morning and have the opposite. I think, well, this is going to be a horrendous, horrible day. But on the other hand, if we go to yet the other extreme and we think that today and tomorrow will be smooth sailing, we're not facing the reality of life because there are challenges, there are difficulties, there are problems that we encounter. And to not expect that they occasionally will come our way and that we need to learn how to cope with them is not facing reality.
Life is like a road that has some bumps on it. But you certainly don't want to drive on a road that's all bumps. Right. But what happens to people who are depressed is they don't just see the bump. They think the whole road is a bump. And when you are down or sad, everybody is sad at losses, at circumstances, right, at frustrations. We all feel sad. But what hurts us is when we stay in that saddened condition, because then we're seeing the problem as more than it really is. And if we go along with the depression, we just let the whatever's affecting us and our means of acting up bother us, then we are in trouble.
See, I think a lot of people have to realize that sadness, a sense of loss, discouragement are normal parts of life. And if you deal with those in a proper way, in a healthy way, then they are short term.
That's correct.
But depression is when we fall into that and we can't get out of it. You know, when we look at depression then, all depression in a very real sense is a sickness of the spirit. What is the human spirit and how does it become sick?
Well, the human spirit needs some help. The human spirit is a morale. It's how we look at life. It's how we look upon it. And by itself, it's subject to whatever influences are out there about us. But it can be influenced by God's Spirit, and God's Holy Spirit can help us to have a spirit of a sound mind, could give us the strength that we need to help us to be able to face life's issues and overcome them.
See, a lot of people are going to say right now, yeah, okay, now they're talking about religion and I'm depressed, and in a minute we're going to talk about how we can receive power from God and help from God. And I want to talk about that. What about the human spirit and how does it become sick?
Well, the human spirit gives us a capacity, and it can go in either two general directions. It gives us a capacity to plan, to dream, to bring those plans to realization, to have emotion. You know, we look about us in the physical world in which we live, and humans are unparalleled. We have this vast array of capability or capacity to be fulfilled in life, to have this array of emotions.
And writing and music and the things that we produce that no other form of
this
on
is
earth
right.
Does. Right. I want to come back to this in just a minute, okay? You can learn to deal with depression and have a better life. We'll explain how right after this.
We all need tools for our job, but we also need tools to just make life work. We need tools to build security and peace of mind. Blueprints of principles to love someone for a lifetime. Get your tools for making life work by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv. Get tools and blueprints for making life work.
In our age of spectacular discoveries in science, the miracle of life reveals astonishing truth you can read about regularly in the Good News magazine. As more mysteries of life are solved, put yourself in the positive big picture presented regularly in your free subscription to the Good News. Just call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for the Good News magazine.
When you go to beyondtoday.tv and get your free copy of Making Life Work, we'll also send you a free subscription to The Good News. This magazine contains important information about your life, about your marriage, about raising children, about learning to live the way your Creator wants you to live. How can you deal with depression? The most important missing dimension in the understanding of depression is that it can be a problem of the human spirit. Now, John, before the break, you were talking about the human spirit. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Well, the human spirit gives us great capability and potential, but at the same time, it points out to us that we're incomplete. that we're lacking something. There's a yearning. There's a chasm within us. There's a hole, as it were, that needs to be filled. And this is that spiritual perception then through that, what the Bible calls spirit in man, that spirit awareness in us, in our minds, that there's more yet to attain, to develop, to realize our dreams, and to be fulfilled in our lives.
And that's where we need the help from our Creator, from God.
That's where God comes in.
Can we conquer depression? Can a person conquer depression?
Well, it's a good question. We'd like to be able to say yes, but we really don't conquer depression in that we remove it from being a problem later in our lives. It's a matter of not conquering it, but it's a matter of learning to deal with it, to understand it better for what it is, understand some of the symptoms and some of the causes as we've gone through, and to understand what steps we can take to get out of this rut, to get out of this situation in our lives that is debilitating to us.
For some people, this can be a lifelong battle, too, can it?
Well, depression is a battle. And a person never wants to give up. You don't want to give in to it. You don't want to go with it. It's something you have to fight and resist. But to be helped, they need to get some help from others. And sometimes it's just being with a friend. Sometimes it's just being with others, like others can lift you up by being with them. It's also by being able to talk about what's going on with you. Just being around others instead of withdrawing into ourselves. Finding a hobby, relaxing, learning to relax a little bit. Going to some music or whatever that helps you face the issue a little better, that inspires and uplifts. And certainly reading literature, poetry, or whatever, the Bible, that'll help inspire and uplift our spirits.
You know, part of the problem with depression is that to change the emotion, we have to change our thoughts and our actions. And that's where sometimes it takes someone else, because we don't have the energy. We can be so far into depression, we just don't even have the energy to do that. It takes help from somebody else. John, someone comes to you and they're suffering from depression and they ask for counseling. How do you begin to guide that person through the spiritual side of depression?
Well, to begin with, they are taking a huge step in the right direction just by coming. That's not an easy thing for most of us to do, to realize that we've reached the point where we need help. Self-denial is oftentimes a problem in our lives, and we think, well, this is just temporary, I'll feel better tomorrow. But when it goes on and continues, we need to realize that we do need help. So getting that realization into our minds, we need help, help is available, that's the first step. Then after that, I ask them to explain a little bit about what they're going through, and generally I find that their physical lives are out of kilter as well, that perhaps they're not eating properly or regular meals, or perhaps they're not sleeping appropriate period of time. There may be other things that physically they need to realize those things need to be changed. And then in addition to that, to take a look at what their perception is, because perceptions can be wrong. We can get so close to the problem that we think we see it objectively, but we really don't. So to let them talk about it, mm-hmm. to express how they feel. Oftentimes, psychologists, psychiatrists will call this catharsis, mm-hmm. and it is an important part of the process. And then following that, begin to go through with them and getting them to participate in this, what steps they can take to turn this around in their lives, to begin to make the progress and to come out of that depression.
How do you handle that?
Well, when a person comes to me, as John said, it's a very bold move for someone to come and seek help. Oftentimes, people who are depressed lack the motivation to go do it. So sometimes a friend can help us say, hey, you need to get some help. Let's go talk to so-and-so about this. But when people come, I try to provide a receptive atmosphere where they can feel like they can trust me and feel like what they're saying, they are important. I try to help them understand that these issues can be overcome. I try to give them some hope when they are there, to get them to focus on what the problem is, to finally understand what's causing this, and to help them be able to cope with that by various strategies that you can use. One, for instance, even talking about self-esteem, raising their self-esteem. And by self-esteem, I do not mean pumping somebody full of vanity. I mean helping them to realize they do have worth. Worth in the eyes of other human beings, worth in the eyes of God particularly, and they can have a certain sense of self-worth, that they are a valuable person, that they can get out of this particular situation.
So self-esteem comes from realizing that there's a purpose in our life and that there is a God, there is a creator, he loves us. So we're down to the fact that the gospel message is an important aspect of people healing, isn't it, from depression?
Well, the gospel is paramount in its importance because Jesus Christ talked about the healing of the brokenhearted. And that's in Luke chapter 4, where that was part of the reason that he came some 2,000 years ago, to heal the brokenhearted, to give us the help when we are depressed. We are, as the Bible uses the term, brokenhearted. Oftentimes, unless we've gone through the serious or severe depression, it's more academic because we think of, well, yeah, I've been mildly depressed, but I got over it in a short period of time. But when it comes to roost at home, and I had this experience happen to me some 10 or more years ago now. Before that, I had just been mildly depressed and not all that many times that I could recall in my life. But when a serious case of depression came my way, I began to realize that this is a very crippling thing potentially, and that I needed help to deal with it. That it wasn't something to feel embarrassed about or to feel that it was a lack of faith or some kind of weakness. It just, it was a reality of life. And that others that I had been helping or striving to help had reached that point. And ever since then, it's given me a different perception and understanding of the severe case of depression.
But that shows you how God can work. He took something very, very negative in your life, turned it around, where now you can help others. We're up against the break. So we'll be back right after this.
Success in life comes down to the spiritual choices you make or don't make, the decisions that make life work or don't make it work. Like most people, you try to think about your life to improve it. That's why you should call toll-free right now, 1-888-886-8632, or go online for Making Life Work, a stunning free publication. That's 1-888-886-8632, or going online to beyondtoday.tv.
Depression can leave you feeling that life has no meaning, only dark sadness. To deal with depression, we must seek help and not only deal with the physical causes, but also the spiritual causes. All human beings have a sickness of the spirit. The Creator can and will heal you. You must be willing to change the way you think. You must be willing to accept that the Creator of life knows how to make life work, and that information is in the Bible. The rewards are to begin to live the way God designed for us today, and to understand that He has a great future for all of us beyond today. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. When you're looking to understand your future, remember this program. Please join us next week for another edition of Beyond Today, and thank you for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.